謝です。
Thank you, Lord.
今日は久しぶりの方も初めての方もいらっしゃいます。
We want to welcome people who haven't been here for a while and also welcome some who are here for the first time.
私たちの周りには人間的なことがいっぱい、この世的なものがいっぱいありますけれども。
There are certainly so many things that surround us.
でも今日は本当に神様に目を向けたいと思います。
But we really want to set our eyes not on people but rather on God. Amen.
神様は私たちをに神様に。は忠実で私たちは失望することはありません。
So if we set our eyes on God, then there will be no disappointment and lack of hope.
初めてのことはですけど、水場では献金袋を回してません。一緒に、箱がありますので、本当に示される方はそこで、献金してください。感謝です。
Some of you, it's your first time here. We don't pass around an offering. Jar or bucket or anything, but there's a box in the back if you want to continue to worship the Lord with your finances.
そしてもし今日子供たちで外でこの後遊びたいという人いたら、
日本語で話しますね。子供もいますけれども、外で遊びたいなら公園そこにあります。そして、大学生2人来ているんですけれども、真帆さんと川田さん、ちょっと手挙げていただける。外に行く方が
いいか、
上に畳の部屋もありますけれども、子供のためにずっと静かに座るのはちょっと難しいかもしれないので、よろしかったらどうぞ遊んでください。じゃあよろしくお願いします。
ずっと使徒言行録を読んできています。
We've been reading from the book of Acts.
今日は使徒言行録の5章に入るんですけども。
And we're going to start with chapter 5 today.
これまでに先週の復習をちょっとしますね。
And just for some of you who weren't here or for some of you whose memories might be lacking like mine, we're just going to review a tiny bit.
4章の終わりはですね、人々が本当にすべてのものから解放されて自由になって。
At the end of chapter 4, the disciples were really filled with the Holy Spirit and set free.
全く恐れがなかったんです。
And all their inhibitions and fears were just taken away.
彼らはですから自分の持ち物も時間も全てのものを共有できるようになっていました。
And we read that they began to share everything that they had in common. That was by the Holy Spirit.
バルナバさんという人は自分の畑を売ってそのお金を持ってきてみんなで分け当たったりしました。
We read about people, specifically one man named Barnabas who came. He sold everything that he had and a field that he had, and he gave the proceeds to the apostles.
彼はですね、慰めの子というニックネームがありました。
And his name Barnabas actually means it's his nickname, and it actually means encourager, the one who encourages.
いいニックネームですね。
That's a really good nickname, isn't it? The one who encourages.
そのように呼ばれるようになったら幸いです。
It would be such a great thing that all of us could be renamed that, isn't it?
今日は五章を読んでいきますけれども。
Today we're going to begin chapter 5.
でも先週とは全く違うところです。
So the kind of feeling of this.Chapter is so different from chapter 4.
では日本語それから英語で一緒に読める方は一緒に読んでくださいね。
So let's read it together.
はい、では日本語からいきます。
First, let's read in Japanese. If you read Japanese, please read along with me.
一緒にいきますね。ところがアナニアという男は妻のサフィラと相談して土地を売り、妻も承知の上で代金をごまかし、その一部を持ってきて人たちの足元に置いた。するとペテロは言った。アナニア、なぜあなたはサタンに心を奪われ、聖霊を欺いて土地の代金をごまかしたのか。売らないでおけばあなたのものだったし、また売ってもその代金は自分の思い通りになったのではないか。どうしてこんなことをする気になったのか。 あなたは人間を欺いたのではなく神を欺いたのだ。この言葉を聞くとアナニアは倒れて息が絶えた。そのことを耳にした人々は皆非常に恐れた。若者たちが立ち上がって死体を包み飛び出して葬った。
If you read in English, could you join me? Acts 5 from 1 to 6. But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge, he kept back for himself some of the proceeds, and brought only part of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God. When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and breathed his last. And great fear came upon all who heard of it. The young men rose and wrapped him up and carried him out and buried him.
はい、次は12節からお読みします。ごめんなさい、7節からですね。はい、
We're gonna continue reading.
はい、それから3時間ほど経って、アナニアの妻はこの出来事を知らずに入ってきた。ペトロは彼女に話しかけた。あなたたちはあの土地をこれの値段で売ったのか、言いなさい。彼女は、はい、その値段ですと言った。ペトロは言った。二人で示し合わせて死の霊を試すとは何としたことか、見なさい。あなたの夫を葬りに行った人たちがもう入り口まで来ている。今度はあなたを担ぎに出すだろう、はい。すると彼女はたちまちペトロの足元に倒れ、息が絶えた。青年たちは入ってきて、彼女の死んでいるのを見ると運び出し、夫のそばに葬った。教会全体とこれを聞いた人は皆非常に恐れた。
Continuing from verse 7. After an interval, about 3 hours, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter said to her, Tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, Yes, for so much. But Peter said to her, How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. When the young men came in, they found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear came upon the whole church and upon all who heard of these things.
はい、12節から。
A bit more real.
はい。人たちの手によって多くの印と不思議な技とが民衆の間で行われた。一同は心を一つにしてソロモンの回廊に集まっていたが、他の者は誰一人あえて仲間に加わろうとはしなかった。しかし民衆は彼らを称賛していた。そして多くの男女は主を信じ、その数はますます増えていった。
Now many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared join them, but the people held them in high esteem. And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women.
この箇所を読んで皆さんどう思いますか?
What is your impression when you read this passage?
あまり読みたくないと思った人いませんか?
How many of you feel like, oh, I would rather not read passages such as this?
聞きたくないと思った人いませんか?
I don't want to know about this kind of thing.
アナニアとサフィアっていう夫婦がペテロの前で瞬間的に死んじゃう話です。
So, this couple, a man and his wife, decided something and they deceived the Lord and the apostles and they died right before their eyes.
もしも自分が物語を書いていた作者だったら、このストーリーは書きません。
So, I don't know about you, but if I had written a story, you know, if I had written this, I would have left this part out.
もしくはですね、アナニアとサフィラは悔い改めて、許された感謝で終わると思います。
I would have at least wanted to write something like, but this couple repented and they asked for forgiveness and they were forgiven and Yeah, God is good.
でも使徒行伝の記者であるルカはあえてこれを書き残しました。
But Luke, the writer of Acts, didn't write it like that, did he? Rather, he wrote the truth. He wrote the passage as we read it.
ひょっとしたら、ああ、こんなこと書いてほしくなかった。書いたらいろんな誤解や恐れが生じると思う人もいるかもしれません。
So there might be those of us here or back when Luke wrote it that there might be people like, oh, you shouldn't write this kind of thing and it's not a good thing to add.
でもルカはこれを事実として記録として書きました。
However, Luke wrote it because it was part of the history of the church and it was a fact that he knew about.
話の内容は単純ですから皆さん大体フォローできると思いますね。
It's not hard to understand, right? It's just laid out in black and white what happened.
この前読んだところにバルナバがしたように
Just as Barnabas had done in the last chapter,
アナニアとサフィラは相談して土地を売りました。
And just as Barnabas had sold his property and given the proceeds to the apostles, but this couple also sold their land and they came before the apostles. And they brought it to the apostles. But there was a difference, wasn't there?
彼らの言うようにそれが全部ではなかったんですね。
Rather, although Barnabas brought all of it to the apostles, this couple only brought part of it.
でも彼らはそれが一部だとは言いませんでした。
However, they didn't say that. They didn't say this is just part.
そしてペトロにそのことを指摘されて、その場で彼らは亡くなります。
And Peter points out their deception and they die right there.
夫婦、二人とも亡くなっちゃうんです。
Both of them, this man and his wife, both of them die.
まあ結構恐ろしい話ですよね。
It's rather puts fear in your heart when we read something like this, doesn't it?
不思議な話です。
It's also a passage that is perhaps rather hard to understand in some ways.
それは今の私たちじゃなくてもその2000万人いた人たちにとっても恐ろしい不思議な話だったんです。
It's not just for us that it's a bit uncomfortable to read. Rather, it was the people who lived at this time also felt that way.
今朝まず私たちが覚えたいのは
We need to remember something very important this morning.
神様は私たちのすべてをご存知であるということです。
And that is that God knows everything about us.
私たちが生まれる前から今まで、それからこれからも神様はすべてご存知です。
God knows everything about each one of us from the time before we were born until today and even what's going to happen in the future. God knows every single thing about every single one of us.
神様に知られているっていうのは怖いことですか?
So how do you feel about that? How do you feel thinking that God knows everything about me?
神様から隠れることができないっていうのは怖いことですか?
Do you feel a bit afraid that there's nothing that you can hide from God?
でもですね神様は私たちを知って裁くだけではないんです。裁かれないんですね。
But the thing that we need to remember is that although God knows everything about us, He's not there to condemn us.
神様は私たちを悔い改めを求めて私たちを許してくださる方です。
God's desire is to that we would turn back to Him and we would repent and for Him to forgive us.
ですから私たちは神様に知られていることを恐れる必要はないんです。
So there's absolutely no reason for us to be afraid that God knows everything about us.
全部知られているということはもうそのまま受け止められているんですね。
He knows everything, but at the same time He receives us just as we are.
私たちはこのままの姿でイエス様の十字架を通して受け止められたんです。
because of the cross of Christ, we have been received just as we are.
神様に知られている隠すことがないというのは私たちに安心をもたらします。
Actually, the fact that we are known completely by God is something that should give us peace.
もう妻や子供たちは私のことをよく知っています。
My wife or my children know me rather well.
隠しようのないということはある意味安心なんですね。
In some ways, really being known well by someone else is something that really can help us have peace.
いつも裁かれるんだったら怖いんですけど、そうではない。愛し許されるんだとそこに安心があるんです。
If we're always condemned and judged, then of course we feel uncomfortable. But rather, if there's love and forgiveness in the relationship, then it's something that rather brings peace.
次に考えたいことは、
So what I want to think about next is,
神様は誰も知ることができない、私たちは普通知ることができないことを教えてくださることがあるというんです。
And that is that something that things that we can't normally know.God will teach us even those things.
ペテロはこの、アナニア・サフィアのことを神様から教えられていたんですね。
So think about how Peter talked with this couple. God told him, he gave Peter the knowledge about this couple.
旧約聖書、新約聖書にさまざまなそのような話があります。
If we read the, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, we learn that this type of thing happened with different people.
神様は預言者ナタンにダビデ王の悪いことを教えましたね。
We remember that God informed the prophet about, for example, about the King David when he had sinned.
ですね、ダビデが自分の部下のウリアの妻をバテシバを襲ってしまった時に、そのことを神様はナタンに話をしましたね。
The prophet's name was Nathan, and when David had committed adultery with Bathsheba, that was informed by God himself to Nathan.
ですから神様は私たちが普通知らないことを本当に私たちに教えてくださることがあるということです。
So there are times when God tells us something that normally we wouldn't be able to know about.
それどうしてか分かりません。でも教えてくださることがあるんです。
I don't really fully understand that, but I know that's true. God tells us things.
そしてペトロはそれを信じて、このアナニアに言ったわけです。そしてそれが事実でした。
And Peter believed what the Lord told him, and he spoke about it to this man, and actually it was correct. It was the truth.
私が信仰を持ったのは高校生の時、留学していた時なんですけれども、
I actually became a Christian when I was in high school and I was an exchange student.
その時の牧師先生がこのような話をしてくださいました。
And I remember this thing that the pastor talked about.
先週祈っていたら神様が、もう夜7時過ぎにある男の人をあなたのオフィスに連れてくる。
He told me that a man is going to be coming into your office in the evening.
そしてあなたにいろいろ相談するから待って彼が来るのを待っていなさい。
And I want you to wait in your office until this man comes.
で彼はあなたのところに来るときに来る後に自殺をしようと思って。
And actually, this man is planning on committing suicide after he talks with you.
そして彼が待っているとある全く知らない男の人が入ってきます。
And this pastor did as the Lord said. He was waiting in his office, and a man came, and the pastor didn't know him at all.
そして話し終わって彼にこのように聞きます。
And the man was speaking, and the pastor listened.
そして牧師先生は彼にこのように聞くんですけども。
And then the pastor asked him this question.
あなたのカバンの中に今そこにピストルが入ってこの後あなたは自殺しようと思っているね。
He said, "There's a gun in your bag, isn't there? And after you speak with me, you're planning on killing yourself, aren't you?"
でも今日神様の前に立ち返りましょう。神様はあなたを許すと言ったんです。
And he said that you should repent and turn back to God, and God will forgive you.
その話を翌週聞きました。
And I heard this testimony from the pastor when I was there.
ですから今でもそういうことがあるんだなということを確認しました。
And I really have an assurance that God works in this way, you know, in different times with different people.
でもこの箇所を読んでいくときに、一つ疑問があります。
But when I read this passage that we read today together, I have one place that makes me a bit uncomfortable.
このアナニアとサフィラは悔い改めるチャンスがなかったのか。
I wonder, did they have a chance to repent of what they did?
全然そのこともなく彼らはその前に死んでしまうんですよね。
It seems like there was no chance even for them to repent and they were just, they just died.
で、ペテロは彼らのことを、あなたたちは神様を欺いたと言います。神様を騙した、嘘をついた。
Peter says to them that you haven't lied to people, but rather you have lied to God.
もしくは聖霊様を試したというんですね。
You have tested the Holy Spirit.
神様に嘘をつくこと、聖霊様を試すということは何か、そこには大きな意味があるようです。
We have to focus on these words because they carry great weight that to deceive or test the Holy Spirit.
そしてあなたたちは悪魔に心が奪われたというんです。
And Peter says to them that Satan has tempted you and deceived you.
ですから彼らがこの土地を売ってお金を、ペテロに持っていくときにいろんな思いがあったんですね。サタンも悪魔もいろんな声を彼らにかけたんでしょうね。
So if we think about it, probably we can imagine that when they sold thispiece of property, they were listening to various voices, various temptations in their head.
そしてペテロは、あなたたちは結果としてサタンに心を奪われたという。
And Peter says, as a result, that they were really deceived and tempted by Satan, and they gave into that.
サタンに心を奪われる、どんなことでしょうか?
What does it mean to be tempted by Satan?
イエス様が洗礼を受けられた時に40日間荒野で、悪魔にサタンに誘惑されるという記事があります。
I'm sure most of you remember the passage where Jesus himself was baptized and he was filled with the Holy Spirit and he was brought out into the desert to be tempted by Satan for 40 days.
サタンはお腹の空いているイエス様にこの石をあなたはパンに変えることができるからパンに変えろと言います。
The first temptation was saying to Jesus, who hadn't, he was fasting, so he was very hungry, speak to these rocks to turn into bread, and then you can eat them.
そしてもう一個はエルサレムの神殿に連れて行って、もうあなたは神の子だったら飛び降りたら天使が支えるから飛び降ろうと言い、飛び降りなさいと言います。
And another thing he tempted him is that to go up on top of the temple and jump down and God will save you.
そしてある時は山の上に行って世界のすべての富を見せて。
And he, and the third time he said, brought him to another high, high place and he said, where he could see the whole world.
もしあなたが私を礼拝するならあなたにすべてをあげると言うんです。
And Satan said, if you will bow down and worship me, then I will give all of this to you.
お腹が空いててパンが与えられるよと言われたら私たちはどうしてますか?
What would you do if you felt hungry and someone said, here, have some bread?
飛び降りても安全だって言われたら飛び降りますか?
If someone said to you, jump and you'll be okay, would you jump?
全ての富を、全ての権力を与えられたらそれを盗むと悪魔に礼拝するわけですけど。もらおうとしますか?
If you're told that you'd be given all this if you would bow down and worship Satan, would you do it?
イエス様はそれらを退けましたね。それらを拒否しましたね。
But Jesus was tempted in this way, but he didn't
turn back on God. イエス様はこう言いました。サタンを退け。
Rather, he says to Satan, Satan, be gone.
私は主を礼拝し、主に仕えるものですと言うんですね。
I worship the Lord and the Lord alone.
私たちの誘惑がいっぱいある中で、私たちはサタンを退けて言っていますか? さあ、私たちいろいろ誘惑がありますけれども、 私たちその時にサタンを退けて言っていますか。
If you feel tempted, do you say, Satan, get behind me?
私は主を礼拝するものです。言いますか。
Do you say that I'm one who worships the Lord and the Lord only? I'm sorry, then I have to go for my sleep. Okay. Just interpret this off. Thank you. You can interpret yourself.
Just maybe you want to interpret that better for me. It's better for her. So. Yeah. It's okay.残念ながらこのアナニアとサフィラは誘惑の時にサタンを退けということはできなかったんです。
Unfortunately, these two were able to say Satan go, worship the Lord.
私は主に仕えるものという宣言ができなかったんです。
I worship the Lord. They couldn't say that before the Satan.
イエス様がそう言った時にイエス様の前に天使が仕えたとあります。天使がイエス様を支えたとあります。
今
日は、キリスト教会の教会歴ではペンテコステの日曜日です。
Thank you for jumping inToday is the, in the history of the church, today is Pentecostal Sunday.
使徒行伝を読んでいきますよ。ペンテコストの日に聖霊が下りました。
And, it's the day that we, remember the first time that the Holy Spirit came down and filled the apostles.
弟子たちが様々な国の言語で語り始めました。
And the, disciples who were gathered there began to speak in many other languages.
もう様々なことがあって、でも教会が立ち上がりました。
And even though different things happened in the history of the church, nonetheless, the church was raised up.
様々な奇跡が起こり、
There were various miracles.
多くの人がイエス様を信じるようになりました。
But, and many people believed in Jesus.
1万人ぐらいの人を信じたんです。
So about 10,000 people were already followers of Christ.
自分たちの財産を共有するようになりました。Yes.
And they shared everything in common.
いっぱいの人が集まるといろんなことがあるんです。
So think about it. This is a lot of people that are gathered together. So there must have been various things happening.
全てが順調ではなかったんです。
We have to think that not everything was going exactly according to plan, right?
いろんな混乱があったわけです。
There must have been various troubles and various problems.
いろんな悪魔の誘いがあったんです。
And there must have been various invitations from Satan to turn away from God.
サフィラとアナニアのサタンからの誘惑はお金を全部あげなくてもいいよという誘惑だったようです。
So if we think about this particular couple, they were deceived by Satan, and they were believed that it was okay to give just part of the proceeds to the apostles and say that they were giving all.
そこに嘘がありますね。
And that was not true.
なぜならば弟子たちはイエスを信じた人は全てを差し出す必要がなかったんです。
So, you have to remember, they didn't have to do it. They didn't have to sell their land and they didn't have to give all the proceeds.
もしも導かれたら、そして言われたら、その信仰を持ってすればよかったね。全て出せという命令ではなかったんです。
There was never a command that said, sell everything that you have andbring all the proceeds to the apostles. There was no command like that. Rather, if they felt led by God, then that's what they should do.
でも彼らはこれが全部だと言って弟子たちの前に行ってしまったんです。
But this couple said, "This is everything, and we're going to give it to you."
なんでしたんでしょう。
Why?
ペテロも言います。なんでだって。
And Peter says to them, why?
多分決心してあげ、あの、土地を売ったんだと思うんですよ。
And they probably made a decision and they sold the land.
でも目の前にお金が出てきたら何か誘惑があったんですね。
But after they sold it and they had all this money, they somehow were deceived. tempted.
その時もこれが一部ですと言って出てもよかったんですね。
And even then, they had the opportunity to say, oh, this is just part of、the money that we got from selling the land. They could have said that.
でも何でしょう、みんなから、みんなにこうすごいなと思われたかったからでしょうかね、わかりません。
We don't know. Maybe they wanted to be thought, oh, wow, you guys are amazing. Maybe they wanted other people to think that way about them. We don't know.
でもペトロはアナニアに、あなたはサタンに心が奪われた、聖霊に嘘をついたと言われるんです。
But Peter says to them very clearly, you have been deceived by Satan.
嘘をついたことのない人はいないと思います。マスター、今まで一生嘘をついたことないです。
There's nobody here and nobody anywhere who's never told a lie, is there?
嘘は嘘を生みます。
If we think about it, lies and deception give birth to more lies and deceptions.
嘘の中に生きていると嘘が当たり前になってしまいます。
So if we begin to live like that, we begin to live telling lies, then we just start to live in a place like that, live in a world of deception and lies.
もう嘘が嘘も何もわからなくなってしまいます。
Just a lie becomes something that's normal and it doesn't even seem like a lie anymore.
もうなんか嘘だらけだと何かもう麻痺しちゃうんですよね。嘘にいっぱいだともう何か無感覚になってしまいます。
So, if we just continue and it becomes part of our lives, just lying all the time, then, we just get used to it and we don't notice anymore.
神様はすべて私たちのことをご存知ですから。
As we said before, God knows everything about each one of us.
神様に嘘をつく必要はないんです。無駄なことなんです。
So, we have to realize that there's no reason that we need to lie. It's just a ridiculous thing to lie.
その人は知ってるのにあえて嘘をつく必要はないんです。
If someone knows everything about you, it doesn't have any meaning at all to lie to that person.
ですから、アナニアもサフィアもね、意見を変えてこれが一部だと思ってこれ一部ですと言ってペテロのところに行くこともできたんです。
So this couple could have come before Peter and said, "Here, this is part of the money that we got when we sold our property."
私たちは神様の前で私は弱いです、小さいですって言っていいんです。
We can similarly come before God and we can say, "Lord, I'm weak."
なぜなら神様もう分かってるわけですからね。いいんですよ。
That's no surprise to God. He knows we're weak.
神様の前に強がる必要はないんですよ。
So we don't have to pretend that we're strong before God.
でも私たちはついついもう嘘を言ってしまったりします。
But if we think about it, one after another, we lie.
私たちは神様の前に自分の弱さを持って進み出ていくことができます。
We can go before God and be honest about our weaknesses.
いろんな決心、勇気ができない時があります。
There are certain times when we don't have the courage that we need, however,
でも私たち神様前にこう祈ることができます。
We can pray in this way.
神様、勇気がありません。勇気をください。
Lord, I don't have the courage that I need. I pray that you would give it to me.
神様、私に恐れがあります。この恐れから私を取り除く。